This recorded meditation is designed to help you enter a relaxed, prayerful, meditative state of mind. Therefore, do not operate machinery, drive a car, or do anything else that requires your attention while you are listening. This is the second week of Advent. As our waiting continues, we remember another people who also waited, and who received a message of hope during a time of trouble. Our passage this week is from the book of Joel, chapter 2, verses 27 to 29. The prophet Joel speaks of an event in the future, the great and joyous reconciliation between God and his people, the restoration of the covenant. According to Joel, God will be in the midst of his people and will pour out his spirit upon all flesh. As you listen to the passage, imagine what this might mean for the people. Listen.
You shall know that I am in the midst of Israel, and that I, the Lord, am your God, and there is no other. And my people shall never again be put to shame. Then afterward, I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, your old men shall dream dreams, and your young men shall see visions. Even on the male and female slaves, in those days I will pour out my spirit.
Like Joel and his people, do you want to experience more of God's presence during this Christmas season? What would this mean for you and for others? Do you have a sense that you are on a journey towards a deeper relationship with God? What might help you on this journey? What might help you become more open to God? Listen to Joel's message of hope a second and final time, and then just sit and rest for a few minutes. Listen.
You shall know that I am in the midst of Israel, and that I, the Lord, am your God, and there is no other. And my people shall never again be put to shame. Then afterward I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, your old men shall dream dreams, and your young men shall see visions. Even on the male and female slaves, in those days I will pour out my spirit.